So, Dumas actually follows you guys in and tells you that, like, you know, you guys aren't exactly guild members. So, visiting the guild for the specialty guild food, just like, you know, specialty guild food, he looks at Ever and makes a face like pretended specialty. Normally you would pay, but then he looks at you all and reconsiders and says, well, you know, you fellows helped us out. Right? Oh. I like your mustache. Yes, why thank you. I enjoy your...
This is why he's useful. This is why we keep him around.
So, Joe Mustachio goes to the bartender, who is an elf. You know, so he's maybe a little bit shorter than most elves you've seen.
Everyone's short here.
And he says, food for them on the house.
Thank you, Joe Mustachio.
Ah, we require assistance in putting it on the house.
Yes,
no,
Stranger, go.
The stranger, no, that's
go,
not,
Stranger.
That's not my friend.
Stranger
that's
takes
the
ball of things and just leaves.
And flies away. Yes, Era celebrates.
Everyone realizes so that, but he's going to put that on the... Never
that's
mind.
Fine. He goes there, too.
What?
He
goes there, too?
Yeah, you.
The stranger goes... Era goes, too?
No.
How did he get that?
The stranger goes to the roof.
All we got is meat, crackers.
Dinner.
Thank you.
When was the last time we had something other than rations?
About like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
When you decided to give Gunther a specialty.
Zucchini
mixes.
Zucchini separated.
A fourth try in 6 months. You decided, okay, it can't be as bad having rations for 3 straight weeks. And you bring it to your mouth. Oh, this smells delicious. And you bite into it. The zucchini spills out with a very sweet, salty tomato paste.
I very much enjoyed Gunther's cooking, but it's good for a change.
Well,
Kuro is always very eagerly going.
He just eats. He just opens his mouth.
Is Kuro drinking? Because that's my favorite.
Kuro even had a like club zucchini club.
Of course he would.
It's called Club Zucchini Club.
Club Zucchini is
hat.
Has to be
zucchini. It's Gunther's cooking.
Pepper. But it's a combination of your 2 feet.
See, the thing is that you mean rations while on the road. / traveling. / not at a base camp.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, right?
All I've had is trash and really high dried foods.
Where have you been?
Everywhere.
A lot of places.
I don't know where.
A lot of places. We'll tell you eventually. So, to ask you again, how many festivals have you seen before?
Which festivals?
I mean, the ones that, you know, when everything comes together.
How many times has this happened?
0.
Oh, Jesus. What the fuck am I?
Yes! Fisticuffs!
No, don't.
Guild members pop up and they're just ready. They're like, sparring. Oh. Imagine, okay.
Do you ever let go of that?
It's very important that you imagine if you guys are at the bar, when you turn, what you see is at hip height, very much like Muppets.
Oh my god.
Foxes and half ones going around like this, and just kind of fighting people. No.
Oh my god. It looks delicious.
Is the bar low? The bar is really low.
The
so
bar
everyone's
really
like
low.
In kitty
are,
chairs.
So instead of like this, we're all like this.
You guys are like that, and it looks like it's a higher section of it.
Oh, so there's a split, so there's a higher
section?
There's
a split, but it's really cramped over here. And It looks like it hasn't. This section hasn't been used in a while.
Sorry, man.
It's still low. It's still low for you
oh
guys.
Oh my gosh, Kuro must be so cramped. His knees must be like up here, sitting like this.
If he puts his yeah, it's. What are these made of? Nuts?
And bread.
Cool. So, Kuro is very cramped.
The stranger
is not sitting. The stranger is standing.
Ever tried to eat his dinner at the counter?
Are these zucchini crackers?
Move to the floor.
Maybe.
Can you reach?
The counter?
Ever is probably more used to sitting at the lower counters.
Mm-hmm.
How much taller, how much shorter is Ever than me?
Ever?
I'm 5'8".
Not much. Not much shorter. What?
Kuro got moved foot.
What exactly did I move foot? Mm-hmm.
It's your turn.
Oh.
You're okay.
I put 5'5". So.
I gotta make a call, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Okay, so. Eros.
Goes to the bathroom.
Oh no.
Eros goes to the bathroom.
Hold on.
So, do you mind if I continue?
No, just give me a second to figure out what Eros is doing in the bathroom. Okay. Eros is trying to figure out, he's looking in the bathroom looking for something like, you know, something he can use in combat because he's always in this weird scavenger state of taking things. And then he realizes that he's eaten too much of the salty sausage that he might... No one else is grabbing his salty sausage. This is a fish sausage.
Fish?
Fish sausage. And it's hit his stomach pretty hard.
Are you giving it to Puppy?
No. I was putting on the floor.
But what if Puppy comes?
I yell at him.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, please.
Do you mind if I continue talking about her?
Yeah, sorry, go.
Sure. You've never had a festival before?
Not this one.
Have there been other festivals?
Of course.
How many? What types? Tell me about them.
They're the seasonal ones, right? Just seasonal. Four. But not this one.
What can you tell us about this one?
Well.
Like.
Ever's basically heard textbook information that you would see.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the four moons, they all go together. They're usually not.
Uh-huh.
And then when they do, and that's once... Every 20 years.
So, and then 210 months? No. 420 months. 420 months. Uh-huh. Okay.
Every 20 years.
Every 20.
How many months is in a year?
I think that's 22.
It is 20.
Yeah.
20? 20 months in a year?
20.
So...
Long time.
20 years. How long is a year, y'all ever?
20 months.
20 months? How many?
400 days.
20 days in each month?
Our calendar varies. I don't know about yours. We just use a different way to keep track of time.
Oh.
So, let's see. Well, what happens during this? Are you celebrating the convergence of these moons when they all are in line? Hmm. Does something appear? Something happen?
It looks like. Let me double check this. Yeah, it looks like What the bees make?
Honeycombs. Honeycombs. Something like a large hexagon. Has this been a historical day? Like, you guys... Tell me about the festivities.
Right, so we talk, so Eros can know what happened to Eros. You went to the bathroom thinking that you could, you know, stalk someone back to their rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you went in the bathroom, someone pushed by you, you're just kind of walking in, just like trying to avoid the foxes coming in and out of the bathroom, because there's a lot of people going on. A lot of people going in and out.
Right.
Finally, you're alone in the bathroom. So you switch into instinct mode, and you immediately start scavenging for things you can take or use in combat for combat advantage. You try to remove the mirror. It's too low. You try to, like, see if you can remove the faucet. You realize it's going to leak on you, and that would be too obvious. Finally, you go into the stall, and you try to remove the door. You realize you really have to go. And the sausages that you were eating.
Oh, no. The honeycombs.
Were really good, and you would get them again. But
they're in the background.
And you realize they're fish sausages. It's not too bad. But your stomach hasn't gotten used to them quite yet.
Yeah.
You take a seat. And roll 1d20.
Against death?
You're optimistic about this. Imagine that. You feel pretty optimistic about this, about sitting down and having a very large dump. You think, I can have even more of those sausages.
Mm. So,
they're really tasty. Well.
So,
is overdrawing or is overtension?
Overdraw is a hexagon. This is with colored sand that he pulled out of his pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And the moon's in a line. And a door. And a fox and a person.
I'm in the bathroom.
Does this look like religious symbolism to Kuro?
What are these?
Hmm?
What are these?
Kuro would like to do a religion check.
Okay.
One.
This is like
us. Oh, it represents Moradin.
This
is
like the fox. The foxes. And then the door.
Uh-huh.
And then the foxes.
Does it open?
Maybe it did.
So long ago, Moradin built a door, and...
Eros is all done.
Does it look religious to you?
It didn't take that long.
It does look religious, but... I suppose I'm very hungry.
I'm fine with that, but...
Have some food.
Let's take some more.
Very good, very good.
Q took good the food, indication from Kuro that it's pretty religious. And it I would like to think about this a little bit.
Well,
Int?
Mm-hmm.
8.
That's underneath your int.
Yeah.
This is symbolic of something. It might not be religion. It might represent something that's happened. You would roll history, but you've never, obviously, you don't know anything about this.
In relation to the into the drawings, does ever draw the person slightly bigger than the fox?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
It's a nice drawing.
No, no.
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 The
no.
fox is much bigger.
Bigger?
Than the person.
Yeah.
Just a little bit bigger. Probably 1/3 larger.
Wide or taller?
Taller.
Mm.
Are the foxes taller than the halfling?
No,
they're the same
life.
Height.
They're the same height.
Pretty
in
much.
The real life.
It's cooking, that's what we're looking.
Oh, you're talking to me or are you looking in the mirror?
Alright, what are we doing?
We're looking at a drawing that Ever made. And there's a door. Remember what I was showing you before? Okay, try to follow along. Look at the symbols. Look at, hey, Eros. Okay. Eros, look at the symbols.
Okay.
Look at the symbols. Colors. Look. Eros. Look, 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 look.
Yeah.
Circle.
Whoa.
Circle. Yellow circle.
Huh?
Look at the stars.
Whoa.
Wow. Look at
the while they're doing this, Kuro is just going to flag down another
they're coming together.
Here.
Look at the honeycombs.
What the hell?
Wow. Look at the honeycombs.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Kuro, Invoker of Moradin.
Invoker of what?
A very cool guy. I will tell you about him later.
Why do you invoke him?
I invoke his holy name.
Why does that make him angry?
It doesn't make him angry. He's actually quite gentle.
Then
like myself.
How do you get him angry?
I suppose you break things.
You bake things?
No, actually baking greatly pleases Moradin. In any case, we require your assistance in looking at this diagram.
Ah. Never. You draw one of these. Oh, is he showing the
celestial timepiece? The celestial timepiece. And both of them. First, the celestial timepiece.
Got some moons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about the stars? Are they also moons?
Those are moons.
Where are we?
We're here.
Do you know what happens when the moons come in a line? Anything else?
Party. It's great. You gonna be here?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Awesome.
I'm down.
Glad to hear.
I'm down. Can you tell me about...
What about this drawing here?
The door?
So Eva drew this for you.
Uh-huh.
And why you... So Eva drew the moons as well?
The moons, and then the door, and then foxes, and then this person who's shorter than the foxes.
All right, then, yeah. So Eva's not great with words, though. Are you kidding? That's all right. Here's the retail. Are you kidding? It's another half hour. Yeah. All right. You drew the... I can never pronounce it. I'm just... Selbu.
Mm.
Selbu and the caribou.
Mm.
I feel like I should drink more.
Caribou.
They met in the woods, in the mountains. There's a hotel, door, it's an inn.
Hotel?
Oh, is this guy intoxicated?
Did you say?
This guy reeks of booze.
Hotel?
Yeah.
You have no idea what's going on.
So they came back from a guild mission,
yeah.
And they're like, okay, today is the day that we party every ten years.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And like, look at that.
That's good.
Look at that.
That's good.
Look at that line of moons against the stars. That's this party. That's what it's like. Yeah.
Oh, so it's spelled party.
I don't know. What you mean?
Thank you, good sir.
All right.
I'm gonna whisper to Kuro.
He stands closer to Q.
Who? The guy?
Yeah.
So our friend is talking about the caribou and
caribou.
What's
that's
your name?
A funny name.
What's your name?
Okay, it's time to decide what the guy's name is.
Who? Who is this guy?
This drunk halfling next to you, who's standing really close to Q. You
Bad
smell
Rose.
Funny.
No, I don't.
You smell like seawater.
I haven't been to the water in a while.
You smell like seawater.
Baby Legs McGee.
Just like salt and stuff.
Is it the sausage? I like the sausage.
What's this guy's name?
You've eaten too many rations. It's changing your body odor.
I don't think that's possible.
Here, take some of my Temple brand deodorant. I have a couple of sample sizes. I can't believe I haven't offered to you before.
Do you really carry this around?
You know what, Q? This is such
yes,
a high
temple,
honor, I'm going to give both to you.
At the temple, we support ourselves by making fine soaps and deodorants.
It smells awful.
As well as baking wonderful artisanal bread.
Do you smell?
I invite you to visit.
Thanks, Kuro.
No.
No?
I put it in his backpack and shake it around.
It smells like zucchini.
Bro, do you really sell those things?
I do not sell them.
But however, the temple does.
Yes, usually my assistants here...
Wow, that smells really good.
My assistants we left behind.
Can you tell us more about the Caribou... No, you don't tell me. You don't.
Is it deodorant? Is it a cologne or a deodorant?
It's a deodorant brick.
Mmm. Tangy.
What is it?
It's a deodorant. You wanna this tastes like laundry.
Cute.
He walks off.
I believe. Do you not remember the lore we learned? I believe the original inhabitants of the tower were known as the...
Caribou. And the Caribou?
Yes, Caribou.
We're the Caribou, right?
I suppose those who are not the original inhabitants are the Caribou.
Do you think it's commemorating the day that it came together?
Then why is the thing bigger than us?
Can Kuro try to roll?
Yeah, what's he trying to roll?
Just, like,
he's trying to interpret the mythos again. He's gonna do a religion check. 21.
I'm gonna try to pull.
You start aligning like you basically are kind of aligning what the different mythos could be. And you have a fair understanding that this is when the Caribou and the Caribou meant.
Yeah.
I don't understand the size difference. But maybe it is simply that the Caribou are more important, or the receiving party. In any case, that part is shaky.
I think so too. And the reason why is because the size of the symbol, it seems to be like they're the more, as you said, more prominent, and then the Caribou are the strangers, like the aliens.
Yes!
No, I believe it to be the other way around.
I'm here. You called.
Yeah,
In this diagram, the foxes seem to be the greeting party, and the people seem to be the visiting party.
You mean like... If we think about it like a tavern, they're the ones running the tavern, not the humans,
foxes.
The foxes.
Yes.
But then the humans are coming to stay.
They are the guests.
The ones
arrive.
And it's the ones... So this festival happens every 20 years. But what could the moons have to do with us being able to access the tower?
I believe you may be drawing specious conclusions. Let us wait. In any case, it must be the will of the gods that we are here.
Or we just got ourselves into a big mess.
Eros. I could eat more than you.
No way.
Well, there's going to have a
yeah. Just on the side.
While we are...
We're looking at them, like on the other side of the table.
I could use more.
While we're discussing the mythos, let us not forget we have a mission.
You're right.
We must do two things. We must locate information on the hidden cube.
And also look at Magicka.
Yes.
You're like...
Let's go talk to Tim.
Very well, I shall ascertain his whereabouts. Yeah. Hello. Excuse me. He's waving to anybody. Actually, he sees Ever.
Can,
Tim comes
Ever.
Up to you guys. Tim comes up to you guys.
Oh, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Tim.
Hey.
We are wondering if you are... Tim.
That's what I said, isn't it?
Yes. So Tim is a very uncommon name. And we believe that there are mutual acquaintances. We may know some of your friends.
Really? Other guys named Tim?
No.
You have other friends too, right? No.
Do you have any other friends?
No. Ever? McGill?
Tim.
How about from far away? Like,
I mean,
since Cordova is gigantic, he'll bend down. Tim.
Trying to move your
fingers. Think back to the time.
It's making me nervous, man.
You're making me really uncomfortable.
Think back to the time before you came here. Do you remember any of your friends from that time?
That's really mean.
Tim's spacing out a little bit.
How about the name D.A.?
His eyes light up a little bit. He looks at you directly.
Mm-hmm.
Where's D.A.?
Q?
Where's D.A.?
I don't know.
Where's the ship?
Q, where's the ship?
It's... Stop looking at me, everyone. Come on. Try to have a conversation here.
Where's D.A.? Where's the ship?
Q.
She's safe. But everyone else
Where
is
did
safe.
You take her?
We didn't take her. She's the one who contacted us.
She contacted you?
Mm-hmm. Do you recognize this? I hold the celestial timepiece.
He has never seen it before.
Okay, this is a device I use to communicate with D.A. with. I can't get in contact
with
her.
We'll call her.
I can't. I don't have connection in here. We have to go somewhere else, far away, to get in contact with her.
Well, we gotta get back to the ship. D.A.'s with the ship, right?
No, she's not.
Where's
everyone else is separated. We saw your friends, we don't know where Phoebe is, we don't know where Carlos is, we don't know where LaFriz is.
Do you remember Janet or Arnold?
Yeah, they were always arguing.
Always arguing, but apparently we ran into Arnold.
Wait, no, this is all really confusing. Where's the ship? Just tell me where, we gotta get to the ship.
I can't tell you. I don't know. I would tell
Tim,
you.
Tim, how did you get here?
I don't remember, man. I don't remember. I kind of.
Well, how about this? Did you remember?
Shakes his head and then he just...
Tim, we were sent by DA to find you and reunite you with your companions. From the ship. Labusa
Magica. Now, we don't know the whereabouts of the captain or the ship.
LaFriz.
Yes, LaFriz.
LaFriz is probably with the ship.
More than likely. That's what DA is also speculating at the same time. Okay.
LaFriz would never leave the ship.
No, she probably wouldn't. I'm sure. No captain goes down without a ship.
This ship.
I don't know.
You gotta get DA when I'll just... You gotta find out from DA where the ship is.
I'm gonna keep getting in contact with
Tim,
but I haven't been able to.
Do you have any idea how to contact DA?
Any other way?
No. No, not really.
Okay, then leave it to us. Kuro, Invoker of Moradin.
Carlos.
What about Carlos?
I mean, he's with DA, right?
Were they partners?
Yeah, he always knows where to find DA.
We haven't seen Carlos. We've only...
Q.
What?
Go on.
Well, they were separated. Everyone was separated. I'm trying to explain something.
Go on.
And, well... That's what we're supposed to do, as you said. We're trying to get everyone to get back together. Now, did you ever think of the party or your friends before we mentioned them?
He's spacing out again.
Kuro is going like this.
Kuro, what the hell?
Kuro, roll bluff. Q, roll insight.
18.
25.
Okay.
You communicate properly.
Kuro is saying, let us go to an innocuous corner and show him other artifacts that he may recognize, such as...
The panel.
Yes.
The panel. And the broken sun rod.
Do we trust this guy?
He's trying to communicate with Eros.
Roll with us. Is he listening?
Eight.
Roll intelligence. Okay, hold on. When you roll a crit for intelligence, does that mean he gets it? Or does that mean he's incredibly stupid? Okay. You completely misunderstand the situation. However, you figure I better follow what you say. So he makes the most sense around here.
Hey Ever, is there a place that we
you
could
understand?
Can we stay here for tonight? Is there like a room? We can pay.
There's definitely the odds and ends guild definitely has some rentable room, usually required for VIP escort missions, especially VIP escorts who have VIPs who have bombs strapped to them, briefcases chained to them for some reason, things like that.
I'm getting my own room. One for me, and then you guys can split the other two. Perfect.
Well, we have our own share of money, so I believe we can all afford and choose whether we will share a room or take a room to ourselves.
Shiny the Stranger.
Pistachio.
Pistachio is like, he hears Ever because he's just thumbs up. He's thumbs up.
There are your rooms. So, I'll get one room.
What?
And then...
No. I get one.
The stranger needs some jumping space, right?
The stranger needs... just kind of spaced out. The
stranger doesn't need a room.
And he's staring in the same direction that Tim is staring in. Tim is now kind of looking dazed. And then turns and, like, walks in a different direction.
Tim?
Tim, where are you going with Tim?
Leave him.
Okay. Well,
the stranger stares. And the stranger turns and sits in the direction that Tim is, but he's still going like this. I do not see what he sees. pardon.
Stranger.
The stranger.
Yes.
What do you see? What is it that you do not see?
Are you guys having a staring contest?
The stranger looks up and he says, I do not see the moons. You guys have been around for a while now, doing random things.
How much time has passed?
It's about mid-afternoon. Not super late afternoon, but mid-afternoon.
So like 3 o'clock or so?
Maybe more like 4.
Okay. So one room. Two rooms. Kuro, you're fine with sharing a room, right? We only have 3 rooms.
That's fine, I have my tent.
You gonna stay outside?
Jump. Put Patchy back in.
Are you gonna stay outside?
The Order of Moradin must make use of whatever shelter is offered to us.
Well, Ever was offering a room, so you and Eros can share a room.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
sure,
well.
That's fine.
No problem. He missed the tent. He pulled.
Oh.
He came out from his headdress and asleep all the night.
Coral glows at night. It's this light that keeps you awake.
It's only about 4 p.m.
Okay. Well,
shall we not find a place to repair your device?
I was about to say we should put away our stuff first. And then maybe we can, you know, walk around, talk
Why
to...
Why are we going
to
put our stuff away?
Talk to someone. We'll be fine here.
There's a place where our stuff is...
Gets the locks.
There's a place where our belongings are always secure.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
These...
Let's open the vault.
Let's go to a room.
Ever has three padlocks with three keys.
Thank you.
I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be okay.
Okay. Does the stranger take the third key?
What?
The stranger's still staring.
It's a lock and a key.
Ah, yes. The stranger takes
so?
Third one.
So what?
And how much, the stranger fell for his gold.
Oh yeah, we haven't paid you yet. How much is it? How much is the room fare? We'll pay tonight.
Well, there are three rooms. Kind of short, and they're nice big rooms.
Didn't you say that we could stay for free?
Roll off. What does Ever say?
Eat for free.
That sounds the same to me.
The lodgings are... You can eat as much as you'd like, but the lodgings must be maintained in case of people trying to steal mirrors, take off doors.
Mm-hmm. I guess you're right. I'm sure you guys have a lot of problems with that.
It's not that much. It's a luxury room. You can safely, easily fit. He looks over you guys. Two of you gentlemen looks at how broad the stranger's shoulders are, how tall Kuro is. He's still shorter than Joe Stachio. He looks at you and looks at your books. And looks at you and you keep pointing your cost, brother. 1.5. It's only 10 electrum.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll put that. 10 electrum?
Yes.
What?
So how many gold?
Kuro is using his holy symbol, and when he goes like this, coins come out like a Pez dispenser. He's counting. So.
Does Ever recognize the money?
Ever sees the money, and this is money that he's seen, but he hasn't dealt with in charity.
Should Eros roll Constitution versus like heart attack or something?
Versus like electrum.
How much
What does electrum look like?
Ever pulls out a couple.
These are a couple small bars of electrum.
Oh, yeah. I pull up the two platinum bars.
Well, I mean, that'll cover it. Yeah. All right, then you get the biggest suite. And,
taken care of.
Honestly, I couldn't possibly. He hands you back one platinum bar. It's like small. It's like a Kit Kat. And then he reconsiders his... Well, I can't rip you off like this. He goes and grabs a couple... let's see, hold on. I'm trying to remember the exchange rate.
Do you need it? Was it in here?
How much is
a
lot?
It's a normal.
It's a normal?
It's a usual, yes.
Okay, then platinum.
Is 1,000, right? Or 1,000.
Oh, okay, hold on.
What's the platinum bar? lose it? Dude, come on, man. Can't lose our money like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So frustrating.
Okay, so he doesn't hand you back the platinum bar. He hands you back 10 electrum bars.
How big are they?
They're about the same size.
Okay, they're just, oh.
Yeah. And they're...
And they're like different color or something.
I would say they're a color like of that doorknob.
Oh, kind of like a tin color.
Kind of a tin color. What do you think, Oliver? Actually, hold on. I'm pretty sure...
So this would be like silver, right?
Yes. So electrum should be something that all of them are slightly familiar with, but it's not very common, right? So in Q's world, they use gold.
We use gold.
And electrum looks a lot like gold. It's more like, it is more tin. I'm trying to look at that.
It's like zinc.
I'll just read this to you. Electrum is a naturally occurring alloy of gold and silver, with trace amounts of copper and other metals.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a tinny kind of color like that. A little bit more tinny.
Like a dirty iron.
Yeah, like a dirty iron.
So they're about the same size.
The mantra. The mantra tool. Mm. Not the glass.
Well, we're going to bring our stuff upstairs.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go up to the room that was designated to me. Is it okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to open the room.
It's pretty big.
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun,
It's a VIP room, but it's still within the guild. This is how they... You join this. Did Ross go to the bathroom?
Yes. Yes.
This is Ever's toy.
It's made of glass.
Oh my god.
It has like a sand counterweight, so it'll move like a bobbin. The room is about this big, actually. It looks like the inn rooms are over... The rooms here at the guild for rent are overpriced because the amount of food that their guild goes through.
Oh.
So VIP escorts... Or VIPs who are to be escorted here.
You're so bad at it. You're actually trying to have it sit still, I think.
No, now I wound it up.
She wanted that to happen.
Keep going.
Tiny frog.
You look so scared of it. You're trying to be epic.
No, I'm not scared of it. I'm just...
The worry is gonna flash.
It's it's pretty umbrella sized.
We should set it on Ross's thing. Ever puts it in front of Eros, maybe.
Well, I'm scared that Ross is gonna flip out and knock it off the table.
We're trying to shoot it with a crossbow.
I don't want
to. You don't care. You clearly just want to do it anyway.
Hold it.
Put the dice underneath. So many tries to pick the dice. He's gonna poke. Here he is, right?
What?
It's perfect because he's gonna poke it.
The dice. No, I'm gonna put it light so it's...
I got that last year for my birthday from... Remember, like in Ruth, who moved to Indiana?
Yeah.
She's from Thailand, and so they'll visit every summer.
Oh.
And she brought that back from Thailand.
Nice. So the room is kind of overpriced because of...
Yeah, it's about this big, which is slightly actually bigger than our bedroom. Like, although it's not. But it costs you 10 electrum.
Something's costing us money.
Well, it's supposed to be pretty big for the small people, so.
There's a bed that's like the size of this table, but shorter.
Oh. Beep!
bring bigger.
You have bigger beds?
They roll.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess so.
Oh! That's mine.
What's wrong, Eros?
What you just saw was it looked like a frog. It was made of glass, and it looked like it had sand tilted at a little strange angle. So when you touched it to move it to get back to your food while you kept running to the bathroom for the fish sauce, you started jumping around your...
Okay, everyone, we can store everything in my room for right now. Gentlemen.
Yes, let us have a meeting.
Could you excuse us ever?
Should I get...
Yeah, go ahead and get the extra beddings, mm-hmm. please. That'd be... Mm-hmm. We might...
Okay. Coral will now try to be sneaky and nonchalant. Jesus.
Roll stealth.
Oh, he crits.
So Kuro looks like he's dancing with the stranger who is clearly dancing.
They're both dancing.
And Kuro's like, pockets will... Are things coming out of his pocket? Or out of his sleeve? Or what is he trying to do?
He's trying to look nonchalant. Like, walking and whistling.
Do you have a secret meeting?
Yeah.
Right, so the stranger and Kuro are doing a conga line behind Q.
I am not going to secret meter.
Everyone's like, oh yeah, I know this song, it's a good song.
Meeting. Yeah, man. One guy punches, like a fox punches a halfling in the shoulder. He's almost as drunk as you then.
Secret meeting, not
right, everyone. He's gonna usher everybody into the door.
No secret meetings here.
Ever says, "Well, you have the lock."
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll go.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
So Ever goes home, gets 3-4 regular size bed rolls.
Alright, is everyone here? Stranger, come inside. Stranger, come inside. Okay, so
he's dancing now.
And then once everyone's in slot, everyone's inside, I'm gonna go like.
I'm not going.
Everyone's like.
Boom. Okay, what's up for a secret meeting?
And then I'm gonna point the stranger panel. Okay. I'm gonna try to open the vault.
Alright, it opens.
Okay. We can keep most of our stuff in here. It will be perfectly safe. We just need to carry around the panel. And I think we'll be fine. Now, what we need to do is that if you were hearing about the conversation, this is Tim from Labusa Magica. Oh my god. This is Tim from Labusa Magica.
Isn't there a dark, there's a weird dark thing inside the...
Yes, inside the vault there's a fuzzy orb of dark energy.
Was that there before?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a, you know.
That's the communication.
That's the, no, I don't think it's... I'm a little hazy on... Anyway...
The stranger takes a meat pie.
They're still there?
Of course, they're still there.
Make sure to keep that door open.
We'll be okay. So, Q's putting all of his stuff down and stuff like that. We need to figure out how to fix this because this is going to help us, as Kuro pointed out, tell everyone's identity to see if we needed to find anybody else. Someone like as different as Tim.
How are we going to convince Tim? Wait.
He keeps insisting about where the ship is. And I honestly have no idea where to find the ship.
Do we even know what the ship looks like?
No. I don't even know how to get in contact with Lafriz. The only person I can get in contact with is DA. And that hasn't been working. And I'm going to check the Celestial Timepiece just to double check. Nothing.
No connection.
Nothing's happening.
Are you sure it's not in bird mode with the bird? That you need to disable the bird? turn it off. If the bird, I mean, the bird has to be black. If the bird is white, that means that
I'm not even getting any, you know, bars.
I don't know what you're talking about. Well, you have anyway, I don't see a bird.
You have the electron.
The what?
Yes.
The electron?
Yes.
What's an electron?
The money.
Oh. I'm going to try... Good point. I'm going to stick the money... I'm going to put the celestial timepiece like this. And I'm going to stack the money on top of it. Like a radio signal, like an antenna.
It says, it just goes, nothing's, it's just kind of sitting there.
There's just money on top
of it. Smash it into it.
No.
I'll do it.
No, no, just, I'm going to take the money. Here, you hold on to this. Hey. Don't break anything.
Yeah, I gotcha.
That's a security deposit.
Woohoo!
Okay, now that's out of the way. We need to go find this, right? Step one is find someone we can help, who can help us repair this. Step two is try to get more information from Tim, and maybe we can talk with him tonight about what's going on with Labuza Magica and stuff like that. Any questions?
Yes, Tim seems to have lost most of his memories. Remember our talk. Did not both Quartermaster and DA tell us that in the absence of a relic, this is precisely what would happen to each of us?
I guess I forgot that. You're right.
What do you mean?
Well,
remember your relics, your special items?
Yeah.
Behold.
We would otherwise lose memory because of that. So the reason why we're remembering everything, well, at least us, I point to everyone but you.
Stranger's right. Looking like wall-eyed. Yes!
Why, all of us.
All of us.
Stranger's following it with both of his eyes.
Yes.
We would have forgotten everything. So... is there a way that we can jog their jog his memory?
We could punch him, probably.
Not a good idea.
No, we must find a way to construct relics. I believe that is the case.
How the hell
can anyone do that here?
I do not know. Perhaps if we have locals describe our items and their properties, they may have a more intuitive understanding.
Like a sort of pawnbroker? Who can, or who's someone who can identify, like a archaeologist?
Yes, something like that. But perhaps it should be local.
You're right. Maybe Ever could help us take us there.
Okay.
Do you think that we should trust Ever with our information?
No.
I mean, why not? He's been kind of helpful recently.
The stranger walks over and takes a large towel and just kind of puts it over your face. Blow. Not from that. Blow. Not from that.
Sorry, guys.
Does anyone else have any other ideas?
Yes.
All right, let's take a vote.
Okay.
All not in favor, say nay.
What?
Not in favor of what?
Does it really smell? It really smells.
No.
Wait a moment.
Wait.
Koro accidentally uses Divine Call on the door, which swings open. It's Ever there.
Yeah, Ever's there with the blankets.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for opening the door.
Yeah.
The smell.
How long? I'm sorry. Were you just waiting at the door? How long were you there for?
Everyone was like literally like walking up to the door.
Okay.
Oh. Well, sorry about the smell.
Yes.
Ever put some on the floor.
Thank you.
The vault is still wide open on the floor.
The blankets fall into the
vault. Don't look! Close your eyes and your ears. Good.
I don't have enough hands.
And then cover the panel.
You're safe.
Roll perception.
God damn it. This is what you do, Kuro. Giving away our secrets, just like this.
19 plus 14.
Damn it, Kuro.
The blankets that you dropped are completely gone, and no one has moved from their spot except Q, who is putting a small, like, wooden thing into a sack. No, he's carrying a sack that blankets definitely cannot fit into.
Ooh, and for my next trick.
You have one, too.
What?
Hold on a bag. Like this.
Yeah. What do you keep in there? I keep blankets.
Roll bluff.
Oh, Jesus.
But there are actually blankets in there. Like right now, I have blankets in there. Fuck.
Yeah, man.
12.
Oh, I thought that was a 1. Oh.
What's Everest's passive insight?
26.
Okay.
What the hell?
He has blankets. He has blankets in there now.
There are blankets.
He's now told you that where the blankets went.
It's in my...
In his box.
Bag of holding.
Of holding.
Box of holding.
Yeah.
It's more like a box.
The stranger will roll bluff. The stranger stops talking and stares at your intent.
Of holding.
Holds a lot of stuff.
Yes.
I'll show you sometime.
No.
Don't cover.
Now everyone's pointing. Like the stranger's pointing his face. He's pointing his finger. He's pointing his crossbow clearly at you. He's pointing it.
I'm gonna go home now.
Could you direct us to where the goldsmith is?
Points out the, like, in a direction.
Can you take us? Is he in the guild? Oh, he's down the street. Can you take us there? Or can you escort us there so we don't get lost? I'll keep track of where we are and then you can go home. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so you guys walk out the guild?
Yeah.
And you are looking for this fellow. That's who you're looking for.
No secret meetings here. No.
You need a better look at him?
No, I can't.
Okay, so you
know
guys are...
I don't know if he's any good at thinky things, but he can try.
You guys are walking down the street. You are passing a lot of foxes who just kind of like walk past you, brush past you. Bushy tails. A lot of halflings.
Are there any foxy foxes?
There are two foxy foxes.
Hey.
That Eros has passed. They are up to his hip.
Hey.
They completely ignore him because he's pointing his weapon everywhere.
Hey.
They walk away, man.
You know what this is. You know this.
I'll note that Eros previously responded to a picture of DA who is a gnome. Like, oh.
Don't discriminate.
Stop scaring everybody, please.
But he also you also can't tell if they're
underage.
Hey. You should put that away.
Which one? Ever's leading you in the direction that he pointed in, down a couple streets. Very kind of busy. There's...
Must be busy for the festival.
I agree.
You really hadn't noticed it before, but it's worth mentioning again. Most people here are foxes. Or it looks like.
Yo, everyone here is super short. Or else
I noticed.
Really loud.
No one pays attention. They just they someone points at him and goes like this, and they pretend they have something. They walk away.
I want you. We're gonna play a game.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to read as many words as you can.
Ah! The stranger is helping him.
Yeah,
no,
you can have this
torture.
One.
The stranger looks like he's about to tear a page out of the book.
No, don't. Keep it intact. Okay, we're going to play a game. You guys are going to have a contest. Ready?
Jen.
You're going to read as many
Jen.
Books as you... You're going to read as many words as you can.
Jen.
You're going to... Did you see that?
He shoots the book.
What sort of bolt did he use? Normal one? A
fire bolt?
It's
like burning in my head.
It is. The wind takes it.
No. Roll 1d20.
Two.
It's two.
You drop it, lands on your tentacles for you. It's on fire, but it's not taking any damage.
Is anything else on fire?
No.
Hold on. Kuro summons Rain of Blood on
the
book.
Everyone's what?
Everyone's to move the wind to try and put it out, blow out the fire. Is it too big to blow it out?
It's like smaller. You smother it from above.
And then blood rains on it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yay, did I win?
Woo! I just finished reading the book.
Buy another one, dude.
So, you guys see a, what appears to be a large figure, very roundish figure, actually, locking up very carefully a door. Just kind of scoop over like this.
Oh.
Oh, what code is? It's...
Excuse me, sir? Sir. He
turns around and puffs on his pipe.
Wow.
Oh.
What the hell are you?
Hello,
turns over his pipe.
Oh my
bubbles
god.
Bubbles come out.
Yes,
Oh. Good evening, Eva. How are you this fine?
What's he look like to Eros?
Evening.
Does Eros recognize the creature he is?
He has large nostrils.
Is he like a hippo?
He looks like a hippo.
Does Eros know what a hippo is?
That's a question for you.
Yes.
Yeah?
You know what a hippo is.
He doesn't look nearly as large as a hippo that you would have known previously. And he's standing on two legs.
You've never seen one in person.
You don't know how he's holding his pipe. You don't know...
It's just like flat.
It's flat. And sometimes he lets go. And so he kind of goes like this and it turns. He just sits. Bubbles.
One. And he says he's very good with small objects. Okay. excuse me.
Yo, Professor Hippopotamus, what are you doing?
I really wish you didn't talk.
He doesn't notice.
Okay, so...
They need help. It's broken.
I'm Q Latari from the Latari family. Son of Sophia Latari.
You feel something grip you, even though you're on the outside.
I need help fixing this.
Would you assist us, Air Doctor, Professor?
Mr.
Trotterton.
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 Air Doctor, Professor Trotterton.
Trotterton.
Dr. Chen?
Trotterton.
Wait. Trotterton?
Trotterton.
Okay. Trotterton. Mr. Trotterton, could you help me fix this? It's...
It's your turn. He does it with his hand. It's like this. It's stuck to this.
Yeah.
This is rotating. Mmm.
quite pretty.
Dr. Charlton, we gotta help. We gotta fix this thing.
It's a thinky thing.
Oh.
As opposed to a not-so-thinky thing.
It makes numbers.
He adjusts his glasses. It goes like this.
Only you would do that. This is clearly a distinguished gentleman of generous carriage. He would do no such thing.
He looks at you and he says...
He doesn't have fingers.
He kind of hands it back to you.
We'll get back tomorrow.
Why not today?
We're closed. He turns and looks at
this town is really great.
Good night.
Good night, Air Professor Doctor. Air Doctor Professor.
What a weird place this is.
Tomorrow, we could ask him, and we could also ask others, too.
You think other people can fix him, too?
Possibly. They're better with stinky things.
You have to bring me to them tomorrow. Let's go back to the guild. Is that where you stay?
Mm. No, I go home.
Oh, you have a home?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Are you gonna go now? Or
Eros is continuously wrapping himself up, and the stranger imitates this, but the stranger is no longer wearing a robe. His robe is on his head, and his pants are rolled up.
Mm-hmm.
To his knees, like capris.
Does Eros take damage from that?
Because... No. Not until the stranger starts going behind him.
Yes. We are invisible.
God damn it.
No, I need to go back and speak to Stashio about tomorrow.
Okay, let's all go back. It's getting pretty late anyway.
What time is it now?
It's almost dinner time.
It's about... Like, you guys talked for about an hour. You guys went to Chatterton another half hour. It's approximately 5:45, 5:30.
Dinner time.
Joe Mustachio is waiting outside the guild. And he says, oh, hold on. Not enough room in there right now. Ever you can go in.
But where are you fellows just now?
We went to Chatterton to go see if we can...
Professor Charlton.
...fix one of my
issues. Oh, I thought maybe you'd had your fortunes told. Wonderful thing, fortunes.
Who tells the fortunes?
She doesn't have a mustache.
How discreet.
Thankfully.
How dare you?
I mean...
Mustaches are magnificent and the finest of dwarves.
He would know. Point to the stranger.
Yes. Stranger, like, kind of... Like, squints. Finest of doors.
The stranger was not paying attention because he was dancing behind her.
Anyway, yeah. Who tells the fortunes?
Oh, yes. The old priestess. Young priestess. The old young priestess.
Where is she?
The priestess. Of which god?
Moradin.
The priest of the moon.
Moonadin.
Indeed, it may be Moonadin.
Sahanik.
Let us go. I must speak to this priestess.
Kuro, this could be
Sahanik. As the invoker of the holy name of blessed Moradin.
Aw, Kuro's got a crush.
Okay, so.
On Moradin?
Joe Mustachio points. Kind of hazily down the...
Moradin has a crush on you.
Joe Mustachio points a little hazily down that way.
Where is she?
There.
Oh, you want to come along?
I didn't know there was...
She's visiting.
Oh, let's all go. We can all go.
I don't really believe in that stuff.
Where?
I know better.
No,
I mean,
down that
I did spend
house,
some of my time telling fortunes.
House the center.
We will know.
Where?
We will know.
So,
you know
we will know.
We will know.
We will
Are we going back outside?
Yes, yes.
We are our
it's a new, outside. You know, a new trend.
Why do you keep wrapping yourself in your cloak?
They don't see me this way.
Yeah, okay. Everyone's staring at you.
First, could we have...
Keeps the sun out of the house.
Yes.
The sun's setting.
Yes, some food.
Food.
Of course. Joe Mustachio is rather dazed. Like, he was standing outside, maybe, like, in your direction about 3 yards.
Advantage?
What?
Yeah.
No. He goes inside, grabs a couple bowls.
Of course. Food.
He gives you each a bowl. It has a nice amount of meat. It looks like, basically, like, ramen.
Yes!
With
boom.
Like,
this is pretty damn good, actually.
Yeah. Nice fillets of fish.
I'll take it. Well, I think we should get going. Let's go. Wait, was there something extremely odd about Joe Mustachio being outside?
No, he was just kind of like staring up at the sky. And you can see that it's autumn, so the sun is setting a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a little bit of what's going on there. You see a red point of light. You see a larger blue thing.
Does he seem kind of like out of it of his own will? Is he like, or is he transfixed?
He smells a little bit of beer, but he is looking at the sky a lot.
Does he look worried?
No. Not at all.
Waiting for the festival?
Oh, yes. Festival is fantastic.
Yeah. When does the festival begin?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Well...
So tomorrow the moons will be aligned?
Not quite. About 10 days.
10 days for the moons to be aligned.
Okay.
Why do you keep calling that? Yes. Why?
Yes, why?
Don't worry about it.
Z, I know letters.
Eros, do you not like moons?
They give me trouble sometimes.
They cannot. You cannot harm them from this position.
That's what you think.
You do not have your combat advantage.
You just lost a grasshopper.
It falls into the ground. You see it.
No, your crossbow released about the same as that. So it just kind of slid up and then fell down directly. Because there's a really slow.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Joe Mustachio looks up at the sky again. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You see that the stars, since most of the lights are off, and you know, a lot of people are kind of like looking outside.
Yeah.
The stars make this honeycomb pattern. Hexagonal honeycomb pattern.
Like almost like a web.
Yeah, but it's hexagons.
Yeah,
hexagons. And the lights and moons are.
I've never really noticed that pattern of the stars. Have you always seen that ever? You've never seen it either?
No, ever definitely has.
Oh yeah, always.
It's the one you see
every
night.
Every night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kuro?
It's okay. I'm just.
So
it's funny.
Like,
you're
I
like,
thought.
No, it's just the alignment.
The alignment.
Just the moons go.
Just the moons
go. Yeah, the hexagonal pattern is like, so imagine the Milky Way, right? It's in the saddest players. So imagine the Milky Way in the sky, which you can see in really dark places as like the galaxy you see in pictures is banned in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you have the galactic center right there, and there are nebulae like kind of blocking the center right there. So imagine like a galaxy in the sky, right? With the bright band of the galactic center where many, many stars that are just kind of blended together. But the dark nebula make hexagons, an outline. So the bright outline, so you have a bright, so it's a dark nebula outline and bright in the background.
Okay.
So, like, you know, like this is blocking the light, and then imagine I cut a honeycomb formation in there. So the outline is like that.
Wow.
This is a great amount of contrast, yeah. So that's...
That's the outline
of
the stars.
And it's a very, there's a large concentration of stars there. So we would understand that. I don't know how much the party understands it, but we would understand that as looking at the band of the galaxy. Looking into the galactic center, the band of the galaxy. But,
Does anyone else feel enclosed?
No!
That's good. I'm just thinking.
I have clothes.
Yes.
I do not have to fear.
Shall we not go to the priestess?
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
Are we going?
Yes.
Okay.
Please show the way, young Ever. You've been most helpful today. Morgan is very pleased with you.
Where the statue is going to.
Is that your bag?
Oh, this is just Coral walking. This is Coral walking.
Cool.
Okay. Everybody roll perception.
Really? Got a crit. 25.
25.
Okay, what is it?
28.
You actually rolled 25.
No, 15.
So, Eros is the only one who doesn't...
No, he rolled a 25.
Oh, okay, you rolled 25 total.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. Everyone, all of you hear this as you're walking in that direction. And then you hear Judgment Sasha kind of say to the priestess, what is a priestess?
Hey, Kuro.
And then, so you're on your way.
Kuro. I didn't know we had priestesses.
I don't like this.
What do you...
You don't like moons, you don't like priestesses. What do you like?
I spy with my little eye something that Eros does not like. It is a riddle. It answers everything. Did I get it right?
Eros doesn't like me.
I made it funny.
Am I?
I made it funny.
I see you have been reading the riddle book.
No.
Or, oh, I'm sorry.
That was so insensitive, bro.
Kuro, I would like to talk with you. I'm going to step to the side.
Okay.
And talk with Kuro.
Kuro. Let us call. Confer. Okay.
Zahanin, priestess of the moon?
Yes, but this place has four moons. Which moon does Zahanin represent? In our world, we have only one moon.
That's right. But maybe, something tells me that perhaps because, did you hear what he said? Joe said,
yes, he does not know what a priestess is.
Something's going on here, I don't like it. Something's not right. And it's not just me this time.
Yeah.
Thoreau's just completely ignoring
him. I've never heard of priestesses or fortune tellers.
How about
here?
Here.
So
where have you heard something? Where have you heard
something? Everyone's in the conversation, like you.
Oh. Do you remember?
I don't know the name.
Okay.
Why would Joe Mustachio say that there's a priestess if he doesn't know what a priestess is?
I don't know.
Do you know what a priestess is?
We should be careful. Yes. But they're not here.
They're not here.
I'm going to have to shoot something up. I know this already. I don't like this. Just turn around.
But be careful.
We'll be careful.
This is strange.
What usually happens when the moon's aligned?
He's never seen one. I mean, he's seen a moon, but he's never seen the moon's aligned before.
I don't like that either. I don't like this, guys. Well,
what do you know of the astral plane? Have you ever heard of it?
Already lost track of this joke.
Q.
I don't know.
Let's catch up. Q is asking Ever what Ever knows of the astral plane.
What Ever knows about the astral plane?
Yeah.
Ever doesn't know anything specifically about the astral plane.
Alright, so I've heard of it.
Gods and goddesses.
You may have heard the name.
Oh wait, is that where the gods and goddesses live?
In the D&D world? Yes.
Then he would know.
He would know
about it.
Yeah. You know about it.
Right.
From studies?
Yeah.
Okay, then
So
that's where the gods are, yes?
Yeah.
But that's not here.
Meaning that... Yeah, I mean, obviously we're on the astral plane, but you don't... How about the gods and goddesses? Don't reach contact here. Girl, this could have been...
I wanted to see if there's anybody.
This is going with your theory.
No, most people are just kind of like...
And your feeling.
Like, there's people have wandered inside after, like, pointing at the sky. And then they hurry.
There's no one around, really.
There's no one really around near where you are. You're heading over to an area that's kind of like...
Everyone's eating dinner and stuff, right?
You're heading to an area that's kind of like... like, as you progress down the path, you see a tent set up in a normal, like, empty kind of lot where visitors would set up a camp or something. Just kind of in the area.
Kuro says Om. Does he sense anything?
Yes.
Okay. Can I roll religion?
Yes.
Uh,
29. He senses a strong presence of Sammy.
Do I feel it too?
Is Q aligned with Sammy in any way?
No. Do I feel power?
Specifically, no. You would Q be able to sense divine power?
Probably not.
Probably not. Then no, you don't sense. You don't sense. Roll Arcana, actually.
Okay. That's okay. I'm just clarifying how I should roleplay this one.
Yeah, roll Arcana.
That's roll Arcana?
Yeah.
Oh, 19.
Q senses magic all around, but nothing disquieting about this place.
Sure, okay.
Because Charity has plenty of magic.
Yeah, definitely.
Stranger, keep your ears open.
They are always open.
I guess we're here. I guess we're here, guys.
I sense a strong presence of Saini coming from this tent.
Okay.
Should I shoot?
No.
I'm shooting right now.
It's Sahanian.
You dare invoke the wrath of the gods, Eros.
I don't know what Sahanian is.
No.
Moon goddess.
Put it down. Okay. She knows you're gonna fire them. She's the god of the huntresses and hunters.
Goddess of the Saiyans?
The gods.
Goddess
Saiyans. She's the goddess of bows, which include crossbows.
Is she really?
Yes. Is she a phone?
Do not offend her, or she will place a curse on your crossbow.
Not really. You're so big into offending the crossbow gods.
The goddess of crossbows. Kuro is winking furiously at...
Thank you.
The goddess of crossbows. Do not offend her.
I got it.
Kuro is marching.
Actually, ever also roll
religion. I feel like you should be trained in religion.
Is the tent decorated in any sort of fashion?
21.
The tent looks really run down.
21.
In terms of time?
Yeah.
21.
Uh-huh.
Ever can also sense from background training that this is this tent is divine in nature. Something very interesting, because Ever has never felt this before in the town of Charity. Ever. Okay. What's Kuro thinking about?
Kuro is going straight for the tent. He must speak to this representative of the gods.
Whoa, slow down. Hold on.
Yes, I have nothing fun.
No.
Be careful. I don't know why she's here.
I'm going to stop and be like, Saini?
Yes, we must go. I must speak to her.
The stranger picks up Q and says, let's go.
Eros, do your shooty thing. Not. Do not the shooty. Okay, let's go.
Okay, Kuro will go into the tent. Lead the way.
Okay. Do you guys follow, like, immediately?
All right, Kuro.
Yeah, the stranger...
Eros follows cautiously.
Okay,
Ever peeks in.
With crossbow.
As you enter the tent...
Hi, Kuro.
Kuro stops, but he sees, as he enters, it's up to him whether he stops talking or not, inside the tent are stone walls. Looks a lot bigger on the inside than it would be from the outside. There's a female kind of figure dressed in a shawl and in white. Only the eyes are visible at this time. Like kind of like a one of those slight like scarf masks. And it's just sit and she's staring at the door. She tilts her head and looks at each of you. Looks at the stranger. And looks at Q, who the stranger puts down. And stares intently at Q. She's, you can see that she smiles because of like the crow's feet in her eye. She says, "Welcome."
Why are you here?
What do you mean?
I'm gonna come forward. You are a priestess of Sahini.
She looks fake, taken aback. What do you mean? Sahini, you very clearly see a quarterstaff. With a full moon topped with a crescent.
Thoreau will completely interrupt everything. Like, greetings. I am an invoker of the holy name of Moradin. Kind greetings, representative of the goddess Saenine.
She bows her head in return.
But why are you here?
Festival.
Is it Saenine's festival? I mean...
No.
Not at all.
It's ours.
And that's where we'll stop.
Your crossbow will be cursed forever.
As if it's not already.
I'm just surprised.
Alright, next session takes place Sunday.
Sunday. Right, so as far as Sunday goes... I'm free by 2.
Okay.
Later. All right. Recording stop.